I've been up since, what, 1:45 this morning. So there we go. That's an excuse. But anyway, you, like I said, you can receive that material by writing to me, calling me, first of all. Call me here at the station while I'm here on the air till 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll get it together. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. It, or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Medford is spelled M-E-D-F-O-R-D. 02156. Or email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to get involved in some church ministry. Let the Spirit of God lead you. That's why He's here. Or guide you and direct you. And we're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and an address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-A, 02156. Or email me, Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please, don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Some other day is not promised to anyone. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. We had the time gone. We're heading into the final hour of our program. I want to remind you again, also, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray with someone up here again. You need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, where do we go from here? Pastor Marvin Sapp coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, and this is The Best in Me. If you've given your life to Christ, now the Spirit of God is living in you, and the best is in you. God will see the best in you, and by His Spirit, make you even better than what you presently are. That's what God does. Amen.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
He saw the best.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When folk walked you off, said you would never make it, what did He see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yes.
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to
tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
doesn't
I did.
Doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
I had a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here, because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time: what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best, the best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
And not only did God see the best in you because of the Spirit of God that was in your life, he allows the Spirit of God to be all the help you will ever need. That's why we say salvation is so great, because God provides all that we ever need through his presence in and through our lives. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LRC coming right back from that album Sold Out. This is All of My Help. Here on Sounds of Praise. Bishop Hezekiah Walker in LFC here on Sounds of Praise with All of My Help. Now, we asked earlier in the program, how can we know that the Spirit of God is working in our behalf when we give our life to Christ? It's because He comes along, and in various situations, He becomes our help. And we'll look back and we'll say, God must have been involved. God must have helped me. I couldn't have gotten through that situation without Him being on my side, working in me and through me. Truly, the Spirit of God is on the inside, and He's given me a praise because of His work in and through my life. Jay Moss here on Sounds of Praise, praise on the inside. And that praise will come out to the outside because of the Spirit of God working in and through your life. Okay, we've got to get the right song queued up here. I gave you a great big intro and then gave you the wrong song. Okie dokie. Here we go. Let's try this one this time and see what happens. Jay Moss, come on. I know you're in there somewhere.
It's on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just want to holler it out. Come on. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler, holler, stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange.
Hallelujah.
Praise is the way I say things.
Now this is what I want you to do with that praise. Let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Put your hands
that
together.
I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
a holler, stirring up.
Oh, you ain't praised Him until it came from your belly.
Excuse me.
18 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, there's a praise on the inside. We're going to let it out because of the goodness of God and even unto us, the release of the Holy Spirit. Okay, it's time for us to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. It's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO.
Faith so will be.
Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams leading us into the When You Pray segment with the prayer, and they were followed by Tamela Mann and Kirk Franklin and Take Me to the King. We have a number of prayer requests and praise reports. We're praising God for LR. LR is taking time off for rest and relaxation, going through a very difficult scheduling and all kinds of responsibilities. And she's off resting and relaxing. We're praying God going to bless and strengthen her while she's away. Make her a continued blessing and allow her life to speak for God so that as she is returned home safely, that she continue the great thing that God has called her to do. LR, who is praising God for some time off for rest and relaxation. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford called today. She's praising God for feeling so much better and even doing less smoking. We're thanking God. We've been praying for months, years. I don't know how long, but she's been calling for as a regular caller for quite some time. And we're praising God that she's feeling so well in her body. Thank you, Jesus. And also, she's doing less smoking. And she's going to church today to give God praise and thanks. Michelle of Medford. We're praying for we're praising God with the C family, praising and praying for the C family and their new daughter, who is only 6 weeks old, I believe, I was told. So we're praying for the C family. God's going to minister in their lives and the lives of their young daughter. God's a blessing. We pray and praise them for what God is doing and what God is going to do in and through their lives. The C family. We're praying and praising God for a group of young sisters who have a business enterprise entitled Brown Coconut. They are new entrepreneurs with a new business. We're praising God for them and praying that he's going to open doors for Brown Coconut, that they might be used by him in great ways to accomplish wonderful things in the lives of those who he allows them to minister to through their business enterprise. And we're praying for CB. CB has arthritis in his right knee and was forced into retirement because of the ailment. But we're praying that God's going to minister in his behalf. CB, arthritis in his right knee. And we're praying that God's going to heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And he realized it was the Almighty God who's done tremendous work in his behalf. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning with thanksgiving in our heart, with praise on our lips for all the wondrous things you're doing in the lives of your people. We're trusting you in circumstances where we cannot see the end from the beginning. And we may be in over our heads at times, but we know that you are there, and because you are there, we have all the victory, all the benefits, all the blessings that we will ever need, so that our lives may continue to speak for you even in greater ways in the days which are ahead. So we bring LR before you, Lord, who is taking time off and relaxing from a busy work schedule, family responsibilities, and everything else, ministry that she's doing, studying is in school as well. Pray, oh God, you will give her your presence in a special way. May the release of the Holy Spirit work effectively in her life as never before, as he accomplishes the great and mighty things you would have him to work in and through her life, and she might be a beneficiary. She might be that overflowing vessel that you've called her to be, so her life might speak volumes of wondrous things into the lives of those whom you send to her to encounter, and may even in her family life as well, every need be met and great and wondrous things be accomplished, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, for his praise and for his glory. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we're praising God with you for she's feeling better in her body for the first time in quite some time. Lord, you worked wondrous things even in and through the various situations that she's encountered. You strengthen her and even work continuing to work in her life as she's doing less smoking than ever before. And she's going to church today with a praise on her lips for all that you've accomplished. And we pray you continue to do your mighty work in her behalf and may her life speak for you. May she be a tremendous testimony, telling others the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life in Jesus' mighty name. And for his praise and for his glory, amen. And we are rejoicing with the C family they and their new daughter. We pray you continue to minister on their behalf, open doors and make ways. Pray you bless this young child, Lord, strengthen her to grow up in you and in the knowledge of your truth, And may her life be a greater blessing than ever before because of her yieldedness to you and to your control. Work powerfully in their behalf. May their faith and encouragement in you never fail. And may they be a source of blessing to those who you send to them to minister to. And we thank you for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' blessed name, for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for the Brown Coconut Enterprise, a new business run by some young ladies, and we pray, oh God, you can minister on their behalf. Give them your wisdom, give them your knowledge, give them your understanding. Open doors and more opportunities for them to sell their products and glorify your name. May they become a powerful force, Lord, even in this area and beyond, with all the various things that you may accomplish in and through their lives. May the vision you've given to them, Lord, expand exponentially so that they may reach places in you they've never experienced or never even been able to dare to wish before. And may their lives be a tremendous blessing for whom they, those whom they contact, and the products that they sell to them, may they be beneficial to all, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for CB, who has arthritis in his right knee, Father, we take authority over that inflammation, all the swelling and everything else. We're claiming victory and deliverance in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, we claim healing in his behalf. Strengthen him and his family and all of his loved ones and family and friends, that they might recognize, oh Lord, that you've been working powerfully in his behalf. And may he in turn yield himself to you and to your control. And may great and marvelous things be accomplished in and through his life because he's yielded himself to you. And you're able to work powerfully, wondrously, accomplish great and mighty things, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. It's 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford. I want to inform you, or those of you, remind you of those who may already know, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. 5158, or you can email it to me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, Darnley VB. I can mail it to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as I get my hands on it, I'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. When Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you have a need or an answer to prayer, give us a call, 781-648-5158. Or write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll begin praying for you immediately. Then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:37 here on Sounds of Praise. We've been bringing you part two of our ongoing series that we began on Pentecost Sunday. And this is entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. And this is Mary Mary along with Kiera Kiki Sheard and God in Me. That's what God wants you to realize. He's in you. Let him be released to do his work through you.
Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is you own your closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see is she on her knees. And if you ask her, she'll tell you it's the God in me. 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 It's the God in me.
You think I'm so fresh.
You think I'm so clean. You think I'm so sweet. It's the God in me. It's the God in me. It's the God in me.
What is it you think you'll see when you see me? You see me. You don't know.
Mary Mary and Kiera Kiki shared with God in Me. And this is Laura Hackett Park and The Love Inside. Yes, the God in you produces or reproduces his love. That's why we can love the unlovely. Jesus said, love your enemies. And that can only take place if God, the Holy Spirit, is working in and through our lives. Laura, come on.
So right.
Your love is so amazing, and this joy, I can't explain it. I'm caught up in the fellowship. Yes, I'm caught up in the fellowship. Jesus, your love is so amazing, and this joy, I can't explain it. I'm caught up in the fellowship. Yes, I'm caught up in the fellowship.
Laura Hackett Park here on Sounds of Praise. And the love inside. And God, through the release of the Holy Spirit, wants that love to be released into a loveless world so that those who are in need of God's love may be able to receive Him in it from those who possess the love of God. Richard Smallwood and the Singers, two of my all-time favorites, coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And this is probably going to bring us close to the end of the program. Richard Smallwood and the Singers and The Center of My Joy, followed by Holy Spirit here on Sounds of Praise. And if this does lead us up to the end of the program, let me give you a little insight into what's coming next Sunday. Next Sunday, July the 2nd, Independence Day special, entitled Glorifying God Through His Freedom. God provides freedom so that we might glorify Him. God provides freedom spiritually, first of all. And that spirit, that freedom can then be beneficial into the lives of others. Richard Smallwood and the Singers here on Sounds of Praise.
Center of my joy. when I've lost my direction. You're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Hold.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dream.
Everything. You are
everything.
You are
everything.
You are the center.
Everything.
You are the center.
Everything.
You are the center.
Everything.
Center.
heartbroken and the captives are set free. So let it fall down.
Okay, Matt and Jonathan are here. They threw me a curve. I was going to say Matt and Matt like I always do. But another edition of Brutal Brunch. You haven't changed the name, right?
Name's
still,
same.
It's still the same. But Jonathan's going to be pinch hitting on a regular basis or just today?
Just today.
Just today. You want more money too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. First job. Anyway, Matt and Jonathan are here. And so it's time for me to pack the bag and move on till next Sunday. Like I said, next Sunday is going to be July the 2nd, our Independence Day Sunday. And I put my sheet away, forget the title of the program. Something to do with freedom, anyway. Anyway, be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. Hope to see you here bright and early at 5 a.m. next Sunday morning. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Stay tuned. Brutal Brunch coming your way. And if Johnson's really good, Matt may never get his job back.